We're talking to Josh Eilert. He's director of basketball operations for West Virginia, the men's basketball team. They're 15-1, 4-0 in the Big 12, atop the Big 12 standings. You guys ranked 11th coming into this game. It's the third straight year you've beaten Kansas at home. What? I don't know if there's really secrets to it, but why have you been so successful against Kansas, whereas many teams in the Big 12 haven't?
Wait, I don't know. I mean, Kansas is a great program. They're used to that short travel distance in the Big 12. They got to come out to Morgantown, and I tell you what, you know, we got 10 guys that we're going to throw at people, and we're going to speed them up, and we're going to try to make people uncomfortable. And you look at the stats from last night, their two veterans, Selden and Mason, you know, they had seven and six turnovers, so that's 13 turnovers between their two veteran guards.
Fran Franchella, I think, is one of the best color commentators in the business, and I thought he hit a nail on the head last night. He said that you guys, so many people talk about the turnovers in your press, but one of the things that they don't talk about is there's a key number, and he said deflections, that you guys, this was blowing me away. He was saying you guys average, is it 50 deflections a game or something like that? Is that sound
that's
right?
That's our goal.
Okay, here's your goal.
About 50 okay. Deflections. You know, I don't have them right in front of me right now, Wade, but we chart them every game. We go back and look and really take a look on the defensive end on the film and see where our deflections are coming from and who's getting them. So it's kind of a ranking order in terms of the guys. We show that to them and where they're at and how active they are.
Well, and that's interesting. And I could try to answer the question, but I'm going to give it to an expert. That's why I have you on. Explain to basketball fans out there, there's the category turnovers, which is a flat-out turnover. You get the possession. But talk about why deflections are so important to the...
Well, you know, Coach Huggins talks about a lot in terms of us when we turn the ball over. You know, he'll yell at the guys, you don't want live ball turnover. Live ball turnover means, you know, we get a deflection maybe and they get a transition opportunity on the other end, usually with numbers. So we talk about if we're going to tell our guys, you're going to feel free to turn over the ball. If you really want to turn it over, throw it in the band, you know, so we can set our defense. So that's where those deflections really come in handy. If we can get our hands on balls and tip them to guys and go the other way with numbers, that's to our advantage.
Doesn't that mess with the psyche of a team? And let me try to explain that. Like last night, I'm watching Kansas. They're trying to get the ball into Perry Ellis. But the fact that if you get a few deflections early, even if you don't get turnovers, but you deflect the ball to where all of a sudden Perry Ellis, he's supposed to get on the block, and the pass is deflected. He's got to retrieve it now in the corner behind the three-point line. You've already disrupted their offense, and now they can be dealing with the shot clock. They're not in spots that they want to be. Really helps you overall defensively without committing a turnover.
Yeah. I mean, as active as we can be, I mean, we're trapping in the half court, we're trapping in the full court, we're making rotations on the backside. You know, the more active we are, the better we're going to be in the way we play.
When you guys recruit, are you looking for a particular type of player to fit the system in regards to the type of mentality and physicality that you guys play with?
Well, two or three years ago, before we started pressing, this is our about third year pressing, I would say no, but you know, now that we're into it, we're looking for those tough-minded kids. Those guys can, you know, run for days and get up and down the floor. Those are the type of guys we're looking for now.
19 of 57. You guys shot just 33% from the floor last night, and I know some people will say, "Well, it's not the prettiest basketball, but it's very effective because, as you mentioned, you get more possessions when you force more turnovers." But the other thing that stands out is you guys are so good at rebounding a lot of those missed shots. And last night, once again, beat Kansas on the glass. Overall, it was close, but offensive rebounds, 15-7, and that's a big staple of your success, isn't it?
Yeah, as of right now, we lead the country in offensive rebounding. I mean, we did it last year as well. Actually, at the end of the year, we led in three categories. One was offensive rebounding. That doesn't say a lot about our shooting percentages, but and they say it every time we play on TV. You know, some of our best offense is a missed shot. But we got guys like Jonathan Holton, Elijah Make, Devin Williams that they're trained to get opposite and inside, you know, and our guys are – they're trained to get the ball over the rim. So the worst thing you do in Huggs' offense is shoot a shot short, hit the front of the rim, and because we're sending guys to the opposite side. So work on it every day in practice, and it's part of our game.
Talk about a guy that doesn't even start for you, but he had a big game against K-State, and you won that in double overtime in Manhattan to kick off the conference season. And you are, by the way, the only undefeated team left in the Big 12 at 4-0, and you're 15-1 overall. 26 points from Page last night against Kansas, 17 points, 12 rebounds from Devin Williams. Talk about what Page brings to this team.
Well, Jayshon, you know, we don't have a senior-laden team. We got Jonathan Holton and Jayshon Page. You know, our starting five, are they really our best five? I don't know, probably not. We got a lot of interchangeable parts. Every day in practice, our backup, our gold team, you know, that's what makes it so good, that the backup team can come in and just beat the crap out of our blue team. So having him come off the bench and bring that spark, if you remember back to the K-State days when Hugs was there, Cartier Martin, for the most part, came off the bench.
Yeah.
So when you can go to a bench guy and get that energy, get that offensive production, that gives you, you know, so much leeway in those games.
We're talking to Josh Eilert. He's director of basketball operations for West Virginia, the men's basketball team. They're 15-1, 4-0 in the Big 12, atop the Big 12 standings. Now, I know, like, I heard Coach Huggins afterwards talking with ESPN after the game, saying, you know, we haven't done anything yet. We beat Kansas. We played it. We won at home. It was a good win for us. But we've still got 14 more of these to go. And your next one, you got number one, and now you get number two on Saturday in Norman, Oklahoma. Well, this could be a really good week for you guys, knock off one and number two. Just talk about how difficult this conference is and then the challenge you'll have against Oklahoma coming up Saturday.
Yeah, lucky us, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
One and two. I mean, think about that. A lot of teams never, you know, go 20, 30 years and never play one and two in a season. You know, we got them back-to-back in the same week.
Yeah.
You know, just like KU had, you know, look at their travel this week. They played late on Saturday night in Lubbock. That's probably their second longest road trip, and then got to come out to us, and that's kind of the luck of the draw. But every night it's a battle. I mean, find out who comes to play and whether, you know, road wins are hard to get. As you can see, there's only been four in our conference so far. We have two of them, but, you know, if you can scratch those road wins out, you got a heck of an advantage. And you look through the history of the Big 12, last 12, 13 years, look who's winning it. It's KU. They're winning all their home games.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they split on the road or whatever, you got to take care of home and go on the road and steal some.
Your first win over number one team in West Virginia history since 1983 last night, first time in 33 years, and now number two coming up. How is preparing for Oklahoma different than Kansas? What problems do they present to you, unlike Kansas?
I'll tell you what, Oklahoma, they're very similar in the way that Kansas does. And even if you look at our game last night, you look at the offensive possessions, a lot of those we're just spreading it out and weaving it just like KU is, just like Oklahoma's doing. And were we doing that a month ago? No, but we're trying to figure out where we're at. Oklahoma and Kansas, they're having a lot of success with just, you know, finding a matchup on the perimeter and driving it right at them. They're offensively similar, but you got to look at Buddy Hield, what he's doing, and his supporting cast, and he's brought some of those guys along. And we're going to have to figure out a way to like we did Selden and Mason, really speed them up.
Mm-hmm.
And the half-court game's a little different when, you know, making shots. But when you're sped up from the full court and you're working to get that ball down the floor, it makes it harder to, you know, make shots in the half court once your shot clock's diminishing down to, you know, 15, 10 seconds.
So many people talk about your defense and the press and how you guys can rebound. But last night, you guys repeatedly beat Kansas off the dribble, able to penetrate and get inside. Kansas really doesn't have a big-time shot blocker like they did in past years. Was that the game plan from the very beginning, is to attack, and try to beat them off the dribble?
Yeah, we saw, you know, different matchups. I think you probably, if you watched the game, probably saw us attack Green every time we weaved it and saw the matchup that we liked. We thought we could attack Green, and when we open it up and we send up a ball screen and they have to switch, we try to attack those bigs and pull them out, you know, out on the perimeter and see if they can guard as well. So, yeah, it's been good to us. We've kind of changed our offense, kind of got away from the five-man open post. But Coach Huggins, he's a Hall of Fame coach. He sees something, and he can really exploit weaknesses when he sees them on film.
So what's your schedule then the day after you beat number one?
Well, NCAA requires you to have one day off, so there's no practice today. We're, you know, the coaches up here in the offices grinding out film and preparing for, you know, what we got coming up. We got Oklahoma this weekend and then Texas on Wednesday. So we're grinding it out here in the offices. The guys have the day off. They'll be spending some time in the training room and getting their bodies healed up, and then we'll be traveling to Norman on Friday.
You guys, West Virginia, 15-1 for the first time since 1982 when you began the season, 24-1. 82, were you born yet?
I was 2 years old.
Yeah, so you remember that fondly, don't you? The Mountaineers back then.
Just like I remember the Royals. You know,
That's right. You still follow the Royals down there pretty closely?
I do. I got a chance, you know, we're only 5 hours from New York, so I got tickets to Game 5. I took my son out to Game 5 and saw the Royals clinch.
Get out of here. You did?
I did.
My Lord. You lucky guy.
I was sitting there watching with my son with the tickets in hand. I said, we're going to have to cheer for the Mets at some point. We don't want them to sweep. We don't want to be framing tickets to Game 5. That never happened.
Well, I'm envious and jealous of you because last year I went to Game 7 of the World Series and hoping I'd see a clincher when the Royals beat the Giants. And that was a disappointment, of course, at the very end. And you got to see it, and that's pretty cool.
It was a special moment to share with my 7-year-old son and to see him fall in love with the game. It's really special.
Absolutely. Is there anything that's happened in the Big 12 so far that surprised you? For instance, Iowa State last night lost to Texas. Not a surprise they lost to Texas, but Iowa State's off to a 1-3 start. Is there any surprise that you've looked at, whether it's been better than you thought from some team in the conference or a team that's maybe underachieved? And maybe there's just the conference as a whole. Is it maybe better or not as good as you thought?
I think it's every bit as good as everybody's saying. You look at the teams at the bottom, and there's three teams I can think of off the top of my head that are 1-3. Texas Tech, shoot, they had RPI of, you know, their RPI was 5-6 a week ago. So they're 1-3. K-State is, you know, they're 1-3. Iowa State's 1-3. And, you know, you probably watched the game in Manhattan. It took everything we had to come out of there with a victory in two overtimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said it earlier, road wins are so hard to come by in this league. And it's a great conference, top to bottom. I mean, TCU gave us everything we wanted, and shoot, they beat Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So you better bring it every night, or you're going to walk away with a loss.
What was the message Coach Huggins gave the team last night after the win? I'm sure he was happy, but yet he's not, I'm sure, doing jumping jacks and jumping into the air going nuts because you won a game in January.
No, he doesn't get too high. I mean, he's nearing 800 wins in his career, so he understands. You know, he told the guys, enjoy it, but we're going back to work on Thursday. We got another test, and like I said, he emphasized taking care of your body because if you've ever been around to Coach Huggins or heard about his programs, we go 3 hours, whether it's in the film room or not. And, you know, January, February, most teams are going 1 hour on the floor or 1 hour, and we're going 2.5. So every day, it's that's why we need that depth. Every guy brings something to the table, and we need them, and we need them healthy.
All right, last question, off the wall question for you, Josh, and that is, what's the best thing about West Virginia? And I'll be a little bit more specific, whether it's a place, a sightseeing site, or something unique about West Virginia. What's the best thing about West Virginia that some people might not know about?
Well, I tell you what, the people out here are amazing, first and foremost. And I hear it from everybody that travels out to Kansas and how great the people are out there. But West Virginia is beautiful. It's an absolute beautiful state. You go up in the Rocky Gorge down there in the south part of the state, and the mountains out here in the fall. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
And finally, before we let you go, I know we got some probably some family and some friends, maybe some even competitors back in the day that went up against you in basketball out in this area. What would you like to say to them?
What would I like to say about my competitors?
Just the people in general out here in Kansas. You want to say? You probably want to say, "Yeah, take that, Jayhawk fans." No, I'm just kidding.
Well, there's probably a split vote between Jayhawks and Wildcats. Probably listening right
Yes,
now,
you're probably right.
It was great to get the win versus Kansas, and I know K-State fans will agree with me anytime they can beat Kansas. We have the utmost respect for Kansas because they are such a great program, and they have been for years and years. So, you know, they got a great program. They're going to keep on moving, and K-State fans, you know, we had a long trip, so I got 3 days in Manhattan, and I really miss Manhattan and Kansas and the people, and you know, those 2 days were invaluable to me to see my family and be back there, friends, family in Manhattan and in the surrounding areas, and really miss them.
You're a Royals fan. Are you a Chiefs fan?
I am.
Okay, so you got the Chiefs winning this Saturday?
I do.
Good.
Why not? Our defense is pretty solid.
Yeah, not bad. Hey, man, we appreciate the time. Don't be a stranger, and maybe we'll talk to you again later this basketball season. Congrats on the big win. Best of luck and continued success the rest of the way this season.
Thanks for having me on, Wade.
That's Josh Eilert. He is with us, the Director of Basketball Operations at West Virginia. Join us today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill and Downs.